Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something proper, useful for jungle and old school D&B, an echo chamber bass line turn modulate from scratch in Ableton Live 12. The idea is simple, but the result can sound huge. We start with a bass phrase that already works in the groove, then we make it turn, echo, mutate, and answer itself right at the end of the phrase. This is not about making the bass line move all the time. It's about controlling the movement so the low end stays solid and the drama happens where it counts. That's the difference between a messy effect and a rebel D&B bassline event. So first, get a short MIDI bass phrase going. Keep it simple. Load up something like Operator or Wavetable, or use your own bass patch if you already have one. Start with a clean sub-friendly sound, then write a two-bar phrase, using mostly one or two notes in the low register. Maybe throw in one higher note as a response. Keep the rhythm spacious. Let the drums breathe around it. A good starting point is somewhere around F, G, A, or D depending on your track. Use mostly short notes, maybe eighths and quarters, and keep the velocity fairly even at first. You want the groove to come from the rhythm and the interplay with the drums, not from random note jumps. What to listen for here is really important. The bass should already feel locked to the kick and snare before you add any effects. If the riff feels crowded already, the delay is only going to make it worse. If it feels solid and roomy, now we're in business. Next, let's shape the bass so the sub stays disciplined and the movement lives in the mids. That's a classic D&B move. Drop an EQ 8 first, and clean up any useless rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Don't carve out the real body of the sub, just get rid of the nonsense down there. After that, use saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Somewhere around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. Soft clip can help if the bass needs to feel a bit tougher. This isn't about obvious distortion. It's about making the bass easier to hear on smaller systems and giving the repeats something harmonic to grab onto later. Then put auto filter on the chain and gently shape the top end. Depending on the patch, a low pass somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz can work well. If you want that darker old-school murk, keep it lower. If you want a bit more modern bite, open it up slightly. The key is to keep the sound focused. Why this works in D&B is because the sub can stay clean and central while the harmonics carry the attitude. Old-school jungle bass often feels massive without sounding wide or overcomplicated. The mid-range does the storytelling, and the sub holds the floor. Now for the fun part. The echo chamber itself. You can use delay or echo, but for this sound, echo usually gives you more of that dubby jungle chamber feel. It has a bit more character, a bit more haze, and that suits this style really well. Set it to a sync timing like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Keep feedback in the 20 to 45% range to start. Dry/wet should stay subtle, maybe 10 to 25%. Also make sure the repeats are darker than the dry bass. You want the delay to feel like it's coming from a chamber, not like a bright digital slap sitting on top of the groove. What to listen for is this. The repeat should feel like part of the bass line, not like a separate effect. If it's too loud, the whole pocket turns blurry. If it's too quiet, you lose the personality. You're aiming for that sweet spot where the bass sounds like it's throwing a phrase into space and getting an answer back. Now we automate the turn. This is the heart of the technique. Take the last half of your phrase and start pushing the delay into motion. Raise the feedback a little. Darken the filter, maybe bring the dry/wet up slightly for just the final note or final half bar. If you want a bit more aggression, you can add a touch more saturation right at the turn. The key is restraint. Don't modulate the whole bass line. Save the movement for the end of the phrase so the listener feels the change as punctuation. A good shape is to keep the first part of the loop fairly dry, then let the last half bar bloom, and let the final quarter bar trail off into the next section. What to listen for now is tension without low-end instability. The turn should feel exciting, but the kick and snare still need space. If the bass starts getting too wide, too washy, or too soft, the automation is probably too heavy. Once you've got a version that feels good, commit it to audio. This is very much a D&B workflow. Create a new audio track, resample the bass line, and record the turn. Don't keep tweaking forever if it's already working. Print it, then treat it like a sample. That gives you a lot more flexibility. You can cut the tail exactly where it lands best. You can reverse a little slice for a jungle-style pickup. You can chop the repeat into a fill. And you keep the original MIDI bass clean, which is always a smart move. After that, zoom in and edit the printed tail. Trim it, fade it, maybe remove the first part of the repeat if you want it to hit harder. If you want an old-school flavor, a tiny reversed sliver or a chopped echo answer can sound more authentic than a polished riser. Don't be afraid to let it feel slightly handmade. That roughness is part of the vibe. Then bring the drums back in and test everything in context. This part matters a lot. A bass line can sound huge by itself and then disappear under the break, or worse, mask the snare and kill the groove. Put it against a real breakbeat, a solid kick and snare backbone, and listen carefully. If the turn is eating the snare, shorten the feedback or darken the repeats. If the bass gets lost under the drums, add a touch more saturation or let a little more mid-range through. Keep the sub centered and mono. If the delay or widening is pulling low end around, high pass the effect return or keep the stereo stuff out of the foundation. What to listen for is the snare still snapping through, even when the chamber comes in. The bass should feel like it's hugging the break, not sitting on top of it. That's the sweet spot. At this point you can choose the mood. Do you want the chamber to feel nastier and heavier, or ghostly and dubby? If you want nasty, drive the saturation a bit more, use a shorter delay time, and let the repeats bite harder. If you want ghostly, keep the repeats quieter, darken them more, and let one echo hang into the silence. Both can work, just stay committed to one direction. Don't make the bass line both aggressive and airy unless that contrast is part of the arrangement. Another really important thing is to clean up the low end and keep the image stable. If needed, add utility and keep the core bass mono. Make sure the delay isn't smearing the sub. In DNB, the kick and sub need a clear lane. If the chamber steals that lane, the drop loses power fast. And here's a good rule: if the effect is only interesting because it's loud, it's probably not working. If it still sounds cool when it's turned down a bit, then the movement is strong enough to carry the phrase. Use the turn as an arrangement tool, not just a sound design trick. This works brilliantly at the end of an 8-bar intro, the last bar before the drop, the final bar of a 16-bar loop, or as the lead into a second drop variation. The bass line should feel like it's answering the drums and pushing the track forward, not just looping in place. Why this works in DNB is because the genre loves contrast. A steady phrase, then a controlled burst of motion. A clean sub, then a dirty mid-answer. A locked groove, then a little chamber of echoes right before the next section. That's the kind of thing that makes that arrangement feel alive without losing impact. A couple of pro reminders here. Let the chamber happen after the strongest note, not before it. That gives the turn more weight. Also, print and chop early. A lot of the most convincing old-school jungle movement comes from resampled audio, not endless lev modulation. Once the repeat is good, cut it up and make it yours. And don't forget the sub can be boring on purpose. That's not a weakness, that's the foundation. The sub holds the floor while the mid-bass and echo do the talking. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel heavier. So to recap, start with a short bass phrase that already works with the drums. Keep the sub mono and stable. Use saturation and filtering to shape the tone. Add echo or delay with sync timing. Then automate the turn only at the end of the phrase. Print the best result to audio, chop the tail, and test it in context with the break. If the snare stays punchy and the low end stays clean, you've got it. Now go and do the practice exercise. Build one 4-bar bass phrase, make the echo chamber turn happen only in the final bar, and print your best tail. Keep it simple, keep it tight, and make sure it still bangs with the drums. That's the real test. Get that working, and you've got proper jungle-ready bass line move you can drop into a real arrangement.